jump off back, pushing through the pull. And as you do that, this person is pulled forward a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So we're doing hard way.
And he pushes the hostage out of the way, ignites the other side of his lightsaber. Mm-hmm. And as the second robber runs past him, he just spins the lightsaber back and impales that robber, who falls to the ground, his gun clattering off.
This is going to be fun.
And he jumps after you.
Ignite your lightsaber, Jedi.
Yeah, the thing about that is I'm not a Jedi.
Where does Park land?
I think he's really light on his feet. This was a hard jump. I think he actually goes all the way up and lands on what would be a neon glowing sign above this convenience store.
And this person quickly jumps up, easily matching Park's speed, and balances on the opposite side of the sign. He spins this double-bladed lightsaber in front of him.
Not the Jedi. I've seen what you can do.
I'm seeing what you can do with that spinning thing. That looks dangerous. You should be very careful.
And it hums and hisses as the rain hits it. He spins it back and forth and into a practiced stance.
Will you defend yourself or will you make this easy for me?
Are we rolling initiative?
We are rolling initiative.
I'm rolling vigilance again.
You know this is happening. It's a cool check.
I feel like I'm always better at cool than vigilance, but in this case, they're exactly the same. I am not going first.
The Inquisitor drops the visor on his helmet and rushes Park. I need a hard fear check from Park.
What is a fear check? What do I roll?
It's going to be your discipline. Red, purple, purple.
Man, what's our current light side, dark side? Just one of each?
Yep.
I'm going to flip to upgrade because my discipline
dangerous.
My death discipline is not good. Wow, I'm glad I flipped to upgrade. So the force is with him. Two successes, two threats.
This person rushes at Park, his a lightsaber out and spinning as he runs faster than a person should be able to run. And as the visor closes, hiding his red face, what is going through Park's mind?
Park thinks, this bad guy is way scarier than anyone I have dealt with so far in my career as the Night Cat. This guy is very dangerous, like as dangerous as one of the Jedi, and I need to be very careful because one slip up could be the end for me.
The Inquisitor rushes Park. The space on this small catwalk below the neon sign is tight. There's not much room to maneuver. And as the red blade descends upon the Night Cat, Park dodges. You could have dodged also, by the way, your talent. But what does Park do as this person swings with these two blades?
If Park has any advantage, I think it's the terrain here. This is like Park was born in this city. So he, as this Inquisitor is rushing him with this spinning blade, he is stepping backwards away from it, ducking under the blade when it's high, leaping over it when it's low. I think that this sign is in seen better days. I'm picturing a lot of sparks coming off.
Yeah, the blade hits the neon and sparks fly and mix with the raindrops as thunder booms overhead. And I think the blade does hit Park's suit. He can feel the heat of it through his bodysuit. And it comes very close to singeing the material itself. I am going to mark down those two advantages as part of a little threat clock.
And you got this adversary rolled a failure with that setback.
Yeah.
Does that mean that maybe with the last incoming blow that this person tries to make on Park, uses his shield gauntlet.
Yeah.
I always picture the shield gauntlet as like a little blue disc. I don't know if that
it
was
is
ever...
technically not, but I think it's cooler if it is. So it is.
Does like the Mandalorian or does somebody have a thing?
Bo-Katan.
Bo-Katan
yeah,
has a little
Night
blue
Owls
disc.
Have those. Yeah.
Okay. I love that.
Yeah. It's just way cooler than just a hunk of metal, which is, I think, what it's supposed to be.
And I love that little thing, that dumb little thing is strong enough to stop like the scariest weapon in the Star Wars universe.
Yeah. The blade just bounces off the blue and crackles in the rain. And it's Park's turn.
And Park is going to lunge this shield gauntlet covered fist at this fellow while they're prepping themselves for the next attack. I'd like to commit my force die, if I can, to use enhance with a brawl check. Does that solve?
Yeah, so you commit your force die, and then your brawl is now, or your brawn is a 4 instead of a 3.
Nice. Okay. So I'm going to do a brawl, and if I had 2 yellow and a green, then if my brawl was 4, does that just add another green?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's only taken me like 6 years to understand how that works.
What are you, you're using your claws, you're using your shield gauntlet?
I'm going to use my shield gauntlet.
Okay.
I got 3 successes and 1 triumph. Very lucky.
Okay.
Considering I was against 2 reds.
Yeah, that's pretty lucky. What do you want to do with your triumph?
I think that this sign is gotten so sliced up that it's about to fall to the ground. And I want to automatically maneuver off of it following the impact of my punch. And I want this guy to have to problem solve.
Well, you have a maneuver.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, I'm going to maneuver off of it, but I want this adversary to have to do something about it.
All right. So what happens?
This Inquisitor hits that gauntlet shield, and I think that the impact of the shield blocking it pushes them back ever so slightly, and as they're gaining their footing to make their next attack, Park is already right on top of them and kind of like checks them right in the chest with their fist, avoiding this lit lightsaber. And there's a kind of a pop of blue energy that knocks them even further back. I think maybe that knocks them down. And when you're knocked down and you're this high up on a unstable piece of tech, it can encourage it to plummet to the ground.
He's knocked back, and as Park jumps from this sign, it tilts and sparks and begins to fall. And the Inquisitor holds up both hands towards the sign. You can hear him strain under the weight of it as he tries to hold it up using the force.
They have a troubling amount of force die.
Yeah. Yeah, you hear them strain and growl and take this sign and hurl it towards the street below. The sparks from the neon rain down as it seems to fall in slow motion. And there's a shower of fire as it hits the ground. And he stands up straight. He spins his lightsaber at his side, and it begins to spin on the axis on its own without him moving it, like the blade of a fan. You can feel the anger radiating off of him as he begins to stalk across the ledge, and you can tell that it's going to jump down to meet you.
Okay, so did I just maneuver to the ground?
You maneuvered to the ground, okay. And you made him waste his turn.
That's what I wanted to do. I wasn't sure if I was able to do that. I wonder how much damage I did to this guy. Park thinks. probably not enough. He's angry, but he doesn't seem like he is too worried at this point. Has this fellow reached the ground yet, or are they, en route?
They're en route.
I want to use my whipcord thrower.
Yeah.
To see if I can get a handle on, be a foot or something, and make their descent a little bit faster and less pleasant as they reach this ground.
You can try it. The difficulty is going to continue to be 2 reds and 1 black.
Jeez Louise.
You need 2 advantages to ensnare. I am going to flip a dark side point to add a purple to that pool.
Great. Just peachy. Let's see. Select them. Are we at short range?
You have to be at short range to use your whipcord thrower.
Well, there you go. And my whipcord thrower uses...
Melee.
So I don't get a boost. Wait, I do get a... Something happens. Because melee
you
uses...
You have bronze. 1 extra green. Because you've committed your force die.
That is pretty good. I almost don't believe it. Let me just check that I'm not cheating. Okay.
I'm going to add another setback to your pool because it's dark and raining and a giant thing of sparks just fell onto the ground right next to you.
You're going to give me a setback for a thing that I made happen?
Yeah. You could probably convince me of a boost for a similar reason, but you have to come up with the reason.
Yeah, the sparks are lighting things up a little bit.
No.
The wet rain creates slick reflections on this individual's suit in the dark of night. You hate
no.
it.
You're close.
The slickness of the rain on the ledge that they're standing on might encourage some slippage and slippage and plummetude. Okay, a boost. Wait, you added an extra setback, so I have 2 setbacks.
2 setbacks, 2 reds, 1 purple.
What did I get?
You how hate, did you get?
You hate that I keep. This isn't supposed to happen. He's not supposed to be able to hold his own against such a formidable foe, but somehow he's just making him angrier.
Yeah, tell me what happens as this person stalks to the edge of this catwalk above the convenience store. Oh, you're missing a red.
Oh, was I?
Yeah, get that red in there.
Okay. That's weird. It showed me both of them. Yeah, that wasn't as lucky as it looked. Or was it?
Okay.
I didn't
you did not ensnare. At least that happened. At least that.
I didn't even realize I
you
did
You just
ensnare.
Whipped him.
Park fires his whipcord thrower out and is aiming for the legs of this guy. And his whipcord thrower is going to wrap around the leg closest to the ledge. And as soon as he feels that he's made some contact and the whipcord thrower kind of tugs tight, he pulls it in as fast as he can. He's gonna... I wanna pull this guy off the building towards the ground.
Park tries to pull this person off the building and towards the ground. The cord wraps around his leg, and as it does, the continuously spinning lightsaber moves in front and snaps the cord. And the Inquisitor winds up and is going to throw that lightsaber at Park.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, uh-oh. I'm going to flip my dark side.
All right.
You want to flip one of your light sides?
Sure. I'm going to flip a light side.
Okay. Do you want to use dodge?
You're not supposed to remind me of these things, but thank you.
So dodge, you take a strain. We upgrade the pool.
I am going to try and dodge because I don't want to get sliced in half. So I'm going to take 1 strain. It's a pretty great talent.
We'll see how it goes, though.
Wow.
What a roll.
That's a lot to look at.
The Inquisitor winds up and throws the lightsaber towards Park, and it spins on its axis like Park's Vibrorang. Except unlike Park's Vibrorang, it hits its target.
Mm-hmm.
Park feels the searing and the burn, dealing 7 damage, ignoring your soak.
Mm.
As it pierces Park's suit, the suit is damaged, even more damaged than than Park is, and the shoulder area of it, the upper arm of it, begins to spark, and a little wisp of smoke comes off it before the rain puts out the little fire. The saber, as it spins past Park, he can hear it shut off and disappear into the darkness, and this person drops down silently from the rooftop of this building and says,
"Have you had enough yet? This is your last chance. You can come with me or you can die."
I'm sorry. What were the options again? Yeah, I think I'm good. I'm not going anywhere. When I take 7 wounds, is that minus like my brawn or anything, or it's just straight up wounds?
Because it's a lightsaber. Yeah, just wounds. And dang despair.
You got an idea? Lightsaber, is your lightsaber, the lightsaber is going to be hard to find.
Well, yeah, he would have been able to spend dark side for it to come back to him, but he only rolled light side, so.
Oh, I have a funny idea, but I don't know if this is the time to use it. I don't know if I should save my butterbug for like maybe the end of this encounter.
Well, Park is more than halfway to his wound threshold.
Yeah. If Park gets another hit,
if you want to use this to escape, that is a thing that you could try to do.
This Inquisitor lands and is approaching Park, perhaps to send the death blow. Park's not doing too good. More than half his wounds are gone. And I think this Inquisitor tries to pull their lightsaber back to them using the Force. I want the droid to do a mechanics to remove the Kyber crystal out of this lightsaber.
How does Park communicate that?
I think that because it's Star Wars, I think it with droids, it's more like you just communicate like, hey, little buddy, I'm in big trouble. Can you do something about that lightsaber? And he sends it like a little like coded text. But all the droids have they have their own, even a little tennis ball. It's got enough free will to do a little problem solving. And I want it to render this lightsaber a little bit broken. A little bit unusable for the time being.
Do you wanna flip on this one?
Is the bug doing a check?
Yeah.
Yeah, you better believe I'm flipping on my bug.
Yeah.
But that was off of your despair?
Yeah.
What the heck?
Yes, the butterbug rolled 2 failures and 1 despair. So as Park communicates to his remote to go mess with this lightsaber, he hears the whir off behind him in the darkness, and he doesn't see, but the Inquisitor does, the little sparks coming off from a corner. And the Inquisitor reaches out a hand, and you hear the whoosh as you see your butterbug remote fly into his hand. And he looks at it and says,
"What do you think you're doing? No, is this yours?"
I might have left that lying around somewhere.
It is Park's turn.
Oh, I thought that thing was going to get crushed by him. Okay, well, since it's Park's turn, I want to do... I'm just doing all the weird stuff today. I want to do a computer's check.
Okay.
And I want to turn my butterbug into a small bomb that's going to go off.
No.
You're not going to let me do that?
No.
Not even as a distraction, not a thermal detonator.
No. You could do a computer's check to render it useless, but I don't think you can get it to
blow up. Auto-destruct sequence.
But is that really how you want to spend your turn?
No. That would be a waste of my turn. It's not like it's carrying information or something. Let's look at... My Park thing has been to try and do something completely different every single turn. I don't know if it helps Park, but it makes things more interesting.
The rain spatters down. There are little bits of fire burning in oil slicks on the ground from where the sign fell. The glass from the convenience store is scattered all around, and the people have scattered. It's just Park and this person. The thunder booms in the sky and lightning streaks across, lighting up the ground. And this person is slowly walking towards Park there. And holding his remote has dropped to their side. And they begin to lift their other hand towards the darkness where their lightsaber resides.
I want to use my vibrorang. And if it misses and doesn't come back, he's not coming back for it. This is its last chance to prove its value. Do I want to aim for his hand that's reaching out to the lightsaber? Or do I want to aim for his head and try and, like, blind discombobulate him? I'm going to aim for his hand that's reaching out towards that lightsaber. And I'm going to use my vibrorang as a ranged weapon, which is worse by quite a bit.
But it's only against one difficulty, upgraded twice.
Okay. Let's see. I'm going to have to... If I'm going to do it, I'm going to need to flip. So I'm going to flip. I'm going to upgrade. I'm on one of my greens to a yellow. I'm looking at a purple, a black, and two reds. Is that right?
One red, one purple, one black.
One red, one purple, one black. Let's see what happens. Can I have a boost because he's not going to be able to move that hand while he's pulling the lightsaber in, so it is going to be a steady target as he aims for it.
Are you moving this round at all? You could have a boost for aiming.
Oh, I am aiming at it, I guess. I forget that you can just aim and get a boost.
But if you want to move, then it's going to cost you 2 strain to move.
I'll spend 2 strain. Yeah, I was looking at my wounds. I have plenty of strain. Okay, I'm going to aim and I'm going to move. Should I go ahead and roll?
So you added a blue for aiming.
Yep. Wow. Well, that stinks. I got 2 failures and 3 advantages.
You could use 2 of those advantages to return your vibrorang to you, or you could use all 3 of those advantages for something else.
I have to use 2 of them to get my vibrorang back?
Yeah.
Is that true every turn? Every time you use it?
Yeah. So Park winds up.
And yeah, he's gonna chuck that boomerang. He is aiming for this guy's outstretched hand to stop this lightsaber from returning to him. And 3 advantages?
Mm-hmm.
Can I make contact with it with the lightsaber on its way to his hand?
Maybe. Yeah, but it's still gonna be close. Like he's still gonna be able to pick it up.
And is that gonna cost me all 3? Of my,
to have him waste a maneuver to pick it up.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's going to be time he needs. Because he's gonna try and get as far away from this guy as possible now.
You hear the lightsaber ignite in the darkness. You see the red blades begin to spin as they quickly return towards the hand of their owner. You wind up and throw your vibrorang towards it. And it hits the hilt. A one in a million shot, and both items go scattering off to the side. The Inquisitor sighs.
You are very frustrated. I'm going to look forward to killing you now.
And moves off a couple steps to pick up his lightsaber. What is Park doing? Where is Park going?
I want to quickly look at my talents. Do I have a talent in my shadow talent tree?
Sleight of mind.
Add a boost to all stealth checks unless the opposition is immune to force powers. This person is not immune to force powers.
No, they are not a Toydarian or a Hutt. It's against 2 reds.
Can't even hide from this guy. My stealth is rather good. Against 2 reds.
Yeah, it's 2 reds.
I already have a boost. That is added to stealth. That is from sleight of mind, huh?
Yeah.
0 successes and 3 advantages. And my sleight of mind boost did not contribute at all.
What does Park do? He knows this part of town.
He jumps and he's going to enter an open window. And he's going to run through. He's going to try and find the next open window he can and jump out that one.
Oh, be careful, my babies.
Did he just run through Tammy's house?
Same part of town.
Oh, sorry.
So Park runs away from the convenience store, from this red blade, and into the residence, the residential area of Little Onderon. He jumps through the nearest open window, past some porcelain aqualish statuettes, and he moves through this building, and he can hear behind him the sound of those red blades igniting again through the pouring of the rain and the thunder, and he gets back out into the dark, into the wet, and continues running.
What is your stealth?
My stealth is 2 and 1.
The Inquisitor stalks slowly, an eye on Park as Park makes his way into the darkness and through yards and up fire escapes and open windows. And what direction is Park going?
This is a pretty dangerous foe. He's definitely not going to head back to his house for fear of leading this dangerous foe to his family members. I think he is... I'm kind of thinking about how I would handle a situation like this. I think he thinks about heading to Aurora Biotech, which is like his second home. But that could lead, if he was followed there, that could lead somebody to him and potentially his family too.
And to Manny and Manny's son.
Yeah, he can't endanger Manny. So you know where he's going to head? He's going to head to his third home, which is he's going to head to school. He's going to try and if he can get there and hide out and in this rainy Coruscant night, get this individual, lose their trail. That's all he's got to do. And then he can figure things out. So he's going to head to school.
Give me a hard streetwise check with 2 boosts.
Hard streetwise.
So this was to find the most roundabout way to where you are going. Yes. So what does Park do? Where does Park go?
What neighborhood is his school in?
I think we called it Little Onderon High.
Little Onderon High. He takes about an hour-long detour through, is it Gunga Town?
Mm-hmm.
Which is a place with a lot of, it's lively in the evening, even in the rain. There's a lot of delicious food smells, a lot of noise. This is a good place to try and lose somebody. That's where he's heading. I feel like this is a good... And now we're in this very rainy, Blade Runner-y place. There's got to be at least
steam coming off of people cooking.
Yeah, so there's got to be like a noodle stand.
Yeah, lots of plastic sheets hanging. And he makes his way towards his school. Across town, the Inquisitor stopped tracking Park after a little while because he had what he needed. Those two boosts that you had were his distraction of this little remote in his hand with a digital fingerprint of who Park is. And he brings it back to his headquarters and he cracks it open and gets everything that he can out of it because he rolled a triumph.
All right.
And there's a screen wipe.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Coruscant Nights. Connie was played by Erica Goodwitch. For more from Erica, visit goodwitchstudios.com. Thank you to AJ for donating for Destiny for this episode. If you like Coruscant Nights and want to support all of Nightcast Creative's shows, please visit us at patreon.com/coruscantnights. Coruscant Nights is produced by Nightcast Creative. For more about us and the things that we do, visit nightcastcreative.com.